USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coastal South Carolina could get hit pretty hard by Hurricane Dorian over the next couple days. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott reminds everyone,
complacency leads to catastrophes, not only for you, but for the emergency responders that will be charged with the responsibility of coming to get you. If you are in a mandatory evacuation area, leave.
Scott was speaking there on Fox News. Speaking at the White House on Wednesday, President Trump says talks are continuing about a possible deal to remove some U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
Well, we'll see. We're going to be talking to them. We're continuing to talk.
President Trump continues.
We have great warriors there. We have great soldiers, but they're not acting as soldiers. They're acting as policemen, and that's not their job.
A U.S. troop withdrawal depends on the success of ongoing negotiations between the Afghan government and the Taliban. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Medical experts call it a cautionary tale about the need to eat healthy foods. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A British teenager goes blind from what experts say was a lifelong junk food diet. Dr. Denise Aton, meeting the 17-year-old 2 years ago at Bristol Eye Hospital, saying his eyesight had been deteriorating already for years. The teen told the doctor that he was always a fussy eater and that he lived on a diet of French fries, potato chips, white bread, and processed ham slices. She diagnosed him with nutritional optic neuropathy and says she hopes his story will be a cautionary tale to others. Her report is now published in detail in this week's Annals of Internal Medicine.
The nation's trade deficit is a little bit smaller. Government figures out on Wednesday show the deficit narrowed by $1.5 billion in July to $54.3 billion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump spoke at the White House for nearly 20 minutes. One of the topics discussed was Iran and a possible meeting between President Trump and the Iranian president. The president says we have to remember one thing.
Iran is not the same country it was 2.5 years ago, that I can tell you. Getting to be 3 years, hard to believe. Here, we've been here almost 3 years now. I've been saying 2.5 years and it's almost 3 years. We're getting very close, but Iran is not the same country. When I came into office, Iran was absolutely a terrorist organization, all up from 14 to 18 sites of confliction, and they were behind every one of them. And now you're not hearing so much about that. We'll see what happens. Look, Iran is a country with tremendous potential. We're not looking for regime change. They have tremendous potential, and I think they're going to want to take advantage of that potential. I really believe that. I think North Korea is a country with tremendous potential, and I think they're going to want to take advantage of it. So we'll see what happens. But Iran has tremendous potential, and I can't imagine they're going to want to go through what they're going to have to go through if they want to do it the hard way. So we'll see what happens.
The president also says that Iran is getting killed financially by tough U.S. sanctions. And Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has ended his holdout by signing a contract extension that will keep him in a Cowboys jersey for the next 6 years. And you're listening to USA Radio News.